Well, good morning. We do indeed count it a pleasure to gather together this morning. What a privilege just to be able to worship the Lord openly like we've been doing and express our thanks to Him and all. And just, well, again, just to travel with all of you, we count it such a privilege. So welcome to Jericho Road this morning. We're going to step aside from what normally happens here, and that is I'm going to be turn the pulpit over to our guest speaker in just a moment. And so if you're just visiting this morning, just want to explain kind of what's going to be happening here. We have the privilege of supporting and being part of our work over in Nairobi, Kenya, of which Pastor Stephen Gachango is here this morning, and his wife Beatrice. And Pastor Stephen, he's the pastor of a church over there, Harvesters Christian Center, there in Nairobi, right on the outskirts there. But they also oversee a orphanage called Morning Star Children's Home. And if you attend and give finances here, then you have been a part of supporting that orphanage, because we as a church, we believe in tithing as a church, and we part of our giving goes to support the work there at the orphanage, of which he and Beatrice are overseers there of. And so just that's the background there. I've had the privilege to visit them a couple of times and see the work there, and just wanted to commend that work to you. Matter of fact, Stephen has brought in some new brochures about the work there. They're going to be by the exit on your way out. We really encourage you to grab a copy of the new brochure. It's exciting to see what God is doing. It'll help you just be aware of it. It'll help you pray for them more if you should feel led. It also has ways if you want to get involved financially directly. For example, you can sponsor a child. They welcome that. So there's information about that in there. It mentions the help that this church has been to them and all. So I encourage you to check it out. You'll see it's a really great work going on over there. So that's the work. But I also want to say this. Those of you who have heard Stephen before, you're pretty much ready. But if you're a visitor this time and haven't heard Stephen, you need to get... if you're not ready, you will be. Let me put it another way. If you're not awake, you will be soon. We love Pastor Stephen's teaching. He puts his heart into it. And I'm not sure he needs a microphone, because he goes for it. And it's good stuff. Good stuff. But I would like to mention this. His English is very good, by the way. His English is a whole lot better than your Swahili is, I'll bet you that. But you, real quick, your ear will adapt soon. You'll pick up on what Pastor Stephen is sharing. But I wanted to mention that. And also, he can move around. He's been known to move over there and move over there, and he might move over there, and he might come where you are, so we'll see. But that's okay, too. It's just, it's good for us to stay on our toes that way. But he does get exuberant. He's used to going for it. He's not mad at you. If you say, man, he's loud, that's because that's his style. He's not mad at you. It's okay. It's okay. Okay, but God's got something for us this morning through Pastor Stephen, and so I better get out of the way and let him go for it. Would you welcome Pastor Stephen? You're not used to my microphone. You ready?
Jumbo. Do you know what is jumbo? Jumbo is, how are you? Good morning. It's wonderful to be back again. I have come to renew my membership. How is Paul? He's a man of Africa here. I've come to remind you that Africa is waiting for you. You promised me that you are coming, and I've been waiting. And I'm still waiting. I'm not tired. And maybe by the end of the meeting, I'm going to have a couple of candidates who are ready to come. So, Pastor Dale, you're in trouble now. Okay. Can you hook it? It's your fault, eh?
Let's see. We don't want this distracting you. Let's see here. Is that going to have your mouth a little better?
It's right. You need to join. Need to join it here.
Oh, I see. Come on. He's coming.
Thank you.
I think we're there.
She's a good mom, eh? Right, let's go to the Word of God now. Let's mean business. Are you happy this morning?
Yes.
It's dangerous to have a long face in the church. Everybody must look happy. This is the house of God, and we have come for one purpose. We want to hear from God. When God speaks to our lives are no longer the same. He changes us. He makes us better, focused, and He wants us to be like Him. Amen?
Amen.
Why don't we stand together and read a couple of verses from the book of Ephesians chapter 1. I want to read verse 15 to 23. I hope you brought your Bibles this morning. Are you there? Okay, I'm still waiting for you. Ephesians chapter 1, we read from verse 15. Okay? Thank you. Therefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling, what are the riches of the glory of inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of His power towards us who believe according to the working of His mighty power, which He worked in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and seated Him at the right hand of the heavenly places. For above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in the age but also in that which is to come, that He put all things under His feet and gave Him to be head over all things to the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him who fills all in all. Father, we bless Your word this morning, and we ask the Holy Spirit to inspire and bless His word. We thank You for Your presence this morning. Bless Your people and speak to us in Jesus' name. In the church we say,
amen.
Let's get seated. Thank you so much. You. Brothers and sisters, as we read the word of God this morning, we see the heart of Paul. The heart of Paul was to see the church well in the Lord, well in the Spirit. And we see clearly, this is a prayer that he prayed for the church of Ephesians. He says, since I heard about you, I never stopped to pray for you. Because the heart of Apostle Paul was the church to move well and to be established in the Word of God. And he says clearly that I did not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation. The spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. The desire of Apostle Paul is for the church to know Jesus better. You know, when Jesus is known well in our lives, brothers and sisters, our lives are no longer the same. That's why Paul, somewhere in the book of Philippians, he says, I want to know Christ. I want to know Jesus and the power that raised him from the dead. Paul's desire was the church to know Jesus. And this is why he says, when I heard about you, church, your faith in the Lord, I never ceased to pray for you. And I want to encourage you this morning. It is very healthy when a Christian is growing well in the Lord. When the gospel of Jesus Christ is getting established in your heart. You know, the purpose of coming to church and why I have come all the way, I didn't just come here to meet a new friend. My purpose here is to bring a message. My purpose here is to remind you the nature of man is to forget. And that's why we have the pastor here every Sunday. I believe Pastor Dale comes with his teachings every Sunday. But today he has an off day. But now he comes here every Sunday to teach the word of God. To remind you the things of the kingdom of God. It's not to bring knowledge. The issue is not knowledge. The issue is for us to know Jesus in the Spirit. The issue is that the revelation of Christ may be clear in our hearts. That's why Paul is praying to the church. I pray for you that the Lord may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation. That you may be able to know him. Your eyes being enlightened. Is that what you read in verse 18? Paul, can you read again there? With the American Bible. Verse 18.
The eyes of your understanding be enlightened.
Uh-huh.
That you may know what is the hope of his calling. What are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints.
The eyes of your understanding being enlightened. You don't want to talk to me here? The eyes of your understanding being enlightened. Are you happy? Are you happy here? The eyes of your understanding being enlightened. Hey, let's talk now. The eyes of your understanding being. Ah, now you're waking up. Huh? The eyes of your understanding being enlightened. That you may know what is the hope of his calling. What are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. The plan of God is for us to know him in his word. And that's why we teach the word of God. We can only know Jesus through his word. That's why I want to encourage you this morning to be able to see the heart of the Apostle Paul. You know, the more I know Jesus, the more I grow in him. The more I know Jesus, the more I progress in him. My life is no longer the same when Christ is established in my heart. You know, when the gospel is rooted in me, it makes me to be more bold and strong to give my life to serve Jesus. And God wants us to grow in his word that we may be able to become good ambassadors of the kingdom. You cannot be a good ambassador of God's kingdom when we are spiritual weak men. God wants us to be strong. God wants us to be established. If you look at the state of the world today, we cannot afford to be weak believers. The world is turning upside down. There is nothing good in the world of today. Even America is not spared. Things are going to be tough and tough. Don't wait for things to get better. The more the coming of Jesus draws closer, the more things are going to go tough. That's what the Bible teaches. So as the coming of Jesus draws closer, things are going to be tough. And this is why, as a believer, you need to be well established and rooted in the Lord. Amen? Yes, I have a good disciple there. We need to be well rooted. That's why we cannot be weak Christians in the Spirit. You must desire to eat well the Word of God. The Word of God makes you strong as you eat the natural food. You know, we like eating the natural food. When we eat the natural food, like now, Kathy has been feeding me. I'm telling you, by the time I go to Kenya, I'll have 1 kilo more. Yeah, I'm eating well. She's taking good care of me. And I need to eat well also in the Spirit. If I am going to grow well, I must eat well the Word of God. And this is what the Apostle Paul is bringing to the church. That's why you came this morning, to be able to be fed by the Word of God, that you may take a new step in the Spirit. I pray that by the time you leave this church this morning, you are not the same. You have taken a new step. You know, sometimes if you do not eat well the Word of God, you may be stagnant. And as I always say, stagnant water produces a lot of virus. Malaria in Africa is found on stagnant water. All types of diseases are on stagnant water. Even in the church, all problems are through the people who doesn't grow. When you are stagnant, you are stubborn by little things. You are discouraged because there was a fly walking through the church. Little things disrupt you. But when you are mature, when you are established in the Lord, these things doesn't worry you. Whether we sing a good song or we don't sing, it's not your problem. Whether the black man is preaching is not a problem. As far as you are eating the Word of God, you become a true ambassador of that kingdom. You know, every prayer, every morning when I wake up, I tell Jesus, make me better. Lord, I want to know you. Lord, reveal yourself to my life. Lord, I want you to feed me more. This is the prayer that we see here. Paul says, since I heard of you, since I heard about the people of El Cajon, I always pray for Job. Rob. Yeah, I see that man. I know that man. Bob. That's it. This man must come to Africa. Huh? I take him? I have the permission from the pastor. Huh? Amen, church. You must feel the Word of God is taking place in your heart. You cannot just be in church and you are the same. You are still murmuring. You are still complaining. We need to move. We need to grow. We need to be established. We need to feel that 2015, I'll be better than 2014. 2016, I'll be more better. 2017, if Jesus tarries, I'll be flying. We must make sure we are progressing, we are maturing in the Lord. The Word of God is becoming a strong foundation in our lives. You cannot be an ambassador of God's kingdom when you are weak. That's why Pastor Dale teaches every Sunday the Word of God. And I know you teach book after book. You are so quiet this morning. Eh? That's why Paul is saying, since I heard about you, I did not stop to pray. Because I wanted you to continue. I wanted me to hear of your whereabout. I wanted to hear that you are growing. I wanted to hear that you are established. I wanted to hear that the word of God is getting roots in your hearts. You know, when you are well in America and I'm well in Africa, there's a place we shall meet. We are all going to one place. We are all going to one place. There is no heaven for Africa and heaven for America. There is one heaven. That's why there is one Bible. Can you say one Bible? The Bible in Africa, the Bible in America is the same Bible. And we must all see the same thing. That's why Paul is praying for wisdom and revelation. Did you read that, brother? You better read again. I know you're a man. You're my partner in Africa. Read again, brother. Read again. 17, verse 17. Today, Paul is on duty with me. Okay? Verse 17. And that guy at the corner wants to hear what you are reading. That one there.
That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation and knowledge of Him.
The God of our Lord Jesus Christ may give to you. Did you read your Bible? May give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation. The God of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then, the God, verse 17, I want to take you slowly until we get there. The God of our Lord Jesus Christ. Okay? Can you continue? We are already there. The God of our Lord Jesus Christ may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. It's amazing. When we know Him, I can promise you, when a young man knows the Lord, it doesn't matter the years, you'll be able to stand and be faithful and walk in righteousness as a young man because Jesus is known in his heart. When we know Jesus, it doesn't matter what we are going through. Jesus is all in all in our lives. And whatever is not possible with me is possible with Jesus. Man can fail, but Jesus will never fail. That's why Paul is confident that when people know Jesus, when the revelation of Christ is established in the hearts of the people, these people will stand firm. And I want to tell you, people of Jericho Road Christian Fellowship, at least now I know the name of your church. When Jesus is known in this church, when the gospel of Christ is getting established in the lives of the people, I want to tell you, this church will be stronger and stronger every day. The plan of God is for the church to be strong. That's why He said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell will never prevail against it. He is the builder, and He wants to build a strong church. He wants to build a strong people. You are the church. And He wants to build you. He wants you to be a good man of God, a good husband, a good wife. When the word of God is alive in us, He takes care of our lives. In chapter 2 of the book of Corinthians, Paul's heart when he came to this church. Let's go to, are you tired? If you're tired, I stop. Okay, we continue. I have a few minutes. Now, when my engine is hot is when I stop. My engine goes slowly. Are you in chapter 2 there? 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 1. I want us to see that scripture together. Amen, church? Verse chapter 2, verse 1, the book of Corinthians. He says, "And I, brethren, when I came to you, did not come with excellence of speech or of wisdom, declaring to you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And I was with you in weakness, in fear, and in much trembling. My speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human weakness, but in the demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith," note that in your Bible, "that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God." Paul wanted the church to stand strong in the power of God. And this is why we see he's very clear. He says, "When I came to you, brethren, when I came to the church, I did not bring you my wisdom. I did not bring to you my intelligence. I did not bring to you my experience. But when I came to you, I came with humbleness. I came with, I was a polite man. I was not a good orator, but I was carrying the word of God. When I came to you, my desire was to see you growing in the Lord. My desire was to see you progress. I was a weak man in the natural." You know, many preachers build their names. Many preachers look for titles. Many preachers look for recognition. But this man was a humble man. He says, "I could not even make a good speech." Maybe he was stumbling. But you can see the heart and the zeal and the desire for the church. This is a man who wanted to see the people of God mature in the Lord. This is a man who wanted to see men and women growing, maturity taking place in their lives. The prayer of every parent is to see his kids growing well. I have been watching many parents here, how they are taking care for their children. They want their children to grow well. They feed them well to grow in the Lord. But I want to tell you, the pastor or the preacher want to see people growing in the Lord. People getting established. People getting rooted. We have to come to a place where the world has no power over us. We have to come to a place where sin does not control our lives. And we can only overcome sin by the deposit of God's word in our lives. The world is full of disaster. Nothing good in the world. Every day there is something. Last month there was something. Tomorrow there will be something. The world is getting worse. Issues are coming. I could not believe in Africa that we could have bombs everywhere in our town. I thought that we are safe. Paul, I thought that I will never hear any bomb in Nairobi. Today, I am not comfortable to visit malls in Nairobi. You want to go shopping, you must take the least minutes to go away. Because anything can happen. Huh? Vehicles are being bombed. You park your car, you don't know what you can get. Few weeks ago, a minibus was parked somewhere and people were loaded. And when it started going, 5 minutes it blew. Anything is happening. We thought we were safe. We thought maybe problems were in Iraq and other countries. We did not know that it would come to Nairobi. Time can change. Situations can change. America can change. But the Word of God is solid. The Word of God is sovereign. The Word of God is rooted. The Word of God cannot be shaken. And this is why this morning I pray and I have a desire that God open your eyes to know His Word, to know Him better. Desire, have a hunger of God's Word. There are too many hungers. But the best hunger you can have as a believer is the hunger of God's Word. And this is the prayer of Paul, that these men and women may be established on that power. There is power in the Word of God. Can you say there is power? Grab somebody's head, tell brother, sister, there is power in the Word of God. Yeah? Tell your brother next to you, there is power in the Word of God. Huh? Do you fear one another here? Do you fear to talk to the person next to you? We are in the church. This is the house of God. Come on, tell your brother, there is power in the Word of God. Yes. We are in the house of God. We are brothers and sisters. This is a fellowship. Amen. Amen. My time is almost gone. I want to read a scripture as I close. You know, Paul writes, let's turn quickly, chapter 1. Just turn the other page. Chapter 1. Ah, the gospel is sweet. Chapter 1. I want to read two verses. Verse 17 and 18. I want you to hear what Paul is saying to this church again. Yeah? He says, for Christ, are you there? Verse 17, for Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. Paul did not want to bring his wisdom. He did not want to bring himself as Paul to the people. Because when he bring himself or his knowledge, the cross of Jesus will lose its effect. And let me tell you, the preaching of the cross is effectiveness. It's a power. Yeah? And he says in verse 18, can one take verse 18? Who wants to read verse 18? Huh? Verse 18. Take it. Yes, take it, Jeff. You are a good disciple.
For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved is the power of God.
For the preaching of the cross to them who perish is foolishness. To the world that has no hope is foolishness, but to us who are being saved, it is the power. And God is calling us to go back to that power. That Word of God. That revelation of God's Word. That knowledge to know Christ. That's where the Lord is calling us. We sit under the feet of the gospel, under the feet of His Word. To the world that is perishing is foolishness. But to us who are being saved, to us it is the power. And if we stay in the feet of that power, let me tell you, we are going to have an influence of this world. The church was sent to the world. The world was not sent to the church. Today, we see the world in the church. We see the influence of the world. That's why we need to go back to the power of the Word. We need to know when the Word of God is solid in us, when the Word of God is established, even when we go through problems, my brother, we will still make it. When things are hard, when there are turbulence, You will still make it because the Word of God is tested. The Word of God is sovereign. This book is tested. This book is powerful. This is not just a storybook. This is the life of men and women who overcame. When you read this book, you read about Paul, you read about Peter, you read about Daniel, you read about Joshua, you read about all these men. You read about the lives of heroes. And then you are strong men. You can see that if those men stood, I can also stand. In the time of turbulence, I can make it. As I said in the first meeting, even during the time of the storms, you know, storms will always come. Whether you like it or not, storms will come. Problems are there to come. But when the Word of God is solid in us, we will grow through the storms and we shall make it. The Word of God is so powerful to make you go through the storm, to make you go through the problem and go to the other side. You know, Jesus told his disciples, one time he called them and he said, let us go on the other side. Can you say on the other side? Hello, on the other? Let's go. Where? Let's go on the other side. And he said to them, that's where we meet on the other side. He did not tell them, let's go to the sea and die. But he said, let's go on the other side. Then he put them in a boat. And when they were in the boat, he slept. And when he was sleeping, the storm came. And the boat was shaking to and fro. And the guys, oh, we are dying now. We are dying. The storm was too strong. And Peter was shouting. Everybody was crying. They saw death. They forgot that Jesus said, let's go on the other side. Sometimes when we are tested, sometimes when we are going through hard times, we forget the Word of God. And that's why we must never forget God's Word, because God's Word is powerful. God's Word gives us hope. God's Word gives us patience. They forgot he told them, let's go on the other side. And Peter, when he was shouting, Jesus said, he woke up. Don't make too much noise. Maybe you are somewhere in a storm and you are making too much noise. You know, when somebody is sinking, he talks too much. Have you ever seen someone sinking? When somebody is sinking, he talks too much. Hey, he doesn't even finish the sentence. Ka. He doesn't finish. He's dying. When we are in that purge, it's easy to forget. But the Lord said, let's go on the other side. And when he woke up, he just cooled the storm. And if you read that scripture on your own time, I give you some homework, and next time I come, I'll ask you this homework. Homework, Luke chapter 8. Luke chapter 8 is the homework I give you. I'm not asking you to read one verse. I'm asking you to read chapter 8 and you finish. If you go home, don't sleep before you read that. And if you forget, you'll hear my loud voice. Hey, wake up. Jesus said, let's go on the other side. When they saw as if they were finishing, he calmed the storm and he rebuked them. He told them, where is your faith? I don't know what time of storm you are in today, but I want to tell you, when you stand firm on that word, God will take care of the business. God will take care of you. It doesn't matter the storm or what you are going through, but I want to remind you, stand firm on that strong foundation of the Word of God. And during that time of storm, God will take care. You'll be able to stand. Is it storm in your house? God will take care. Oh, it's too hard with this woman. God will take care for the woman. Oh, too hard with this man. Oh, he eats too much. God will take care. I've married this woman for 35 years. 35, this woman. Huh? 35 years. And you can imagine 35 years. You can imagine. But even when that storm comes, the Lord is there. Amen?
Amen.
The Lord is there. You know, sometimes she can wake up, she doesn't want to talk. Time changes. But even during the time of the Lord is there. The Lord is there. He brings healing in that marriage. He calms the storm. And even if it doesn't work, the Lord remains Jesus. He remains God. Can you say He remains God? So don't get worried. Even if things doesn't work now, brother, my sister, be strong. Move on. You know, some of these problems will never go. So do I run away because they will never go? No, I want to continue. Even if it's a thorn in the flesh inching me, I still want to stand on that foundation with the pain because I know He will take over. I want to encourage you as we close this morning. Desire to stand on that foundation of the Word of God. Desire to allow the revelation of God's Word to come to your heart. Desire that you may see the things of God in the Spirit. That's why Paul is praying to the church. I pray that the Lord of our Lord Jesus Christ give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation. You don't want to help me? The spirit of wisdom and revelation. Thank you. God give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Put a line on that book. The spirit of wisdom and revelation. If I were you, I could underline and put 12th of October 2014. The black bearded men of Africa preach this message. Every time you remember, you must remember the God of our Lord Jesus Christ gives us the spirit of wisdom and revelation that we may be able to know Him. How can you be an ambassador of that kingdom and you don't know Him well? There was an ambassador who was sent in one of the countries from Kenya. And when he was in that country, he started fighting Kenya. Can you imagine? He is sent by the country to represent as an ambassador, but he is fighting his country. Do you know what the government could do? It's just to call him back. Come on, you useless man. Come back home quickly. Take the next flight. You are worth nothing. And the guy came home. And when he was at the airport, directly he was arrested. And he was given 3 months leave to go and think. But we are called to be ambassadors of that kingdom. We must know our kingdom well. We must desire to stand firm for the kingdom. The days we are living are dangerous. Things are changing. Turbulence are there. Problems are there. The enemy wants to distract us from walking on that narrow road. I want to remind you, the way to the kingdom is narrow. And as days goes by, it is becoming narrower and narrower. It's not becoming wide somewhere. No, it's becoming narrow. And one day, it will be like a string. Do you know a string? Is that a good word, Kathy? Please talk to me. It's a good word? String? It will be like a string. Too narrow. And you have to know, yeah? You are squeezed there. Every day you are squeezed. It's getting narrower and narrower and narrower. So you need to be well established. You are pressed. In America, things are big. Big people, big houses, big cars, big roads, big malls, big things. But the road of the cross is getting narrow and narrow and narrow. If you are not well equipped, it will be very hard for you to walk on that road. I want to remind you, we don't belong here. We don't belong here. We don't belong here. We don't belong here. We are going. We are going. Are you ready? We are going. Jesus is coming soon. Thank you, my sister. Keep waving to me. I want to remind you, Jesus is coming soon. We are going. Huh? I remember when I got born again, there's a song I used to sing. I'm not a singer, but you sing, soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we are going to see. Come on, we used to sing, well, soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah. No more dying there. Uh-huh. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We are going to see the... Let's all stand, let's all stand. Let's all stand. Let's all stand, let's all stand. Stand if you can. If you can, let us all stand. We want to pray together. We want to say, oh, Jesus, thank you. And if you are going through some things this morning, we can trust God. Whatever is impossible with man is possible with God. I don't know in what storm you are, but I can tell you this morning, God can do a miracle. God can change what man cannot change. There is power in the word of God. You know, when we hear God's word, faith is built in us. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And I believe there's some faith that has been built in your heart. And as we pray this morning, do not see your problem, see Jesus. Do not see the storm, see Jesus. Put your eyes on Jesus. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. I don't know what you are going through, but this morning, I want you to have faith as we pray. Trust in the Lord. Let's all pray together. Thank you, Lord. Father, we want to thank you this morning. You are so good to us. We want to thank you for your word. We want to thank you for the plan you have for us. Lord, I pray this morning, if you are here and you have a need, and you'd want us to mention that need before the Lord, as we are in that mood of prayer, why don't you put up your hand to the Lord? If you need a prayer this morning, you have a need, you have a prayer request, there's something you want the Lord to do, put up your hand and have faith in God. As we pray this morning, don't doubt. You need a miracle from the Lord. Jesus is a miracle worker. He changes not. The Jesus who healed that man, who stayed in that pool for that 8 years, he is able. The Bible says he changes not yesterday, today, and forever. Have faith in God. Father, you can see those hands this morning. Your people are reaching out to you, Lord. Their faith is in you. I pray that you meet every need. I pray that these men and women today, Lord, may feel your hand upon their lives. You know what they are asking from you. Let your will be done today, Lord. Do a miracle to these men and women. And as they leave this place, let that fire of Christ continue to burn in their hearts. Those who are going slowly spiritually, may you quicken them. Those who had questions in their minds, those who had come to the end of the road, bring hope to the lives of your people. I pray this morning, Lord, that miracles may happen to families, even families that are going through some hard times, parents that are going through hard time with their children. I pray for miracles this morning. Lord, remember those families. Those who are going through hard times in their homes, in their business, remember your people, Father. Lord, those are sick in their bodies. You are a healing God. Heal them this morning. Touch every part of their body that is paining. Let the grace of God be upon these people today. Lord, I commit the whole church to you. And I thank you, Lord, for each one of us. Thank you for speaking to us. Thank you for taking us to another level in the Spirit. I thank you, Lord, for Pastor Dale and Kathy and all the leadership of this church. That God, you will continue to give them your grace, to give them your faith, to give them more revelation, that they may continue to teach your church. Let your peace rest in this house. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for my brother Timothy. Continue to strengthen this man. Brother Tim, I want to tell you, the calling of God in your life is clear. And God will take you to the end. Do not fear. Do not be discouraged. There is exciting days ahead of you. Keep the faith. Run the good race. Fight the good fight. And he will take you to the end. Father, we bless you this morning. We thank you for ministering to us. And as we dismiss, dismiss us with your grace. And we thank you, Father, keep this church well until we meet again. We give you all the praise and glory in Jesus' name. And the church, we say, amen. 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 God bless you so much, people. We love you so much. And we are looking forward to see you again. If the Lord tarries, we see you again. If he comes, we have a place to meet. Be strong, be encouraged. And as our pastor said, we have that orphanage in Kenya. You are open to bless those children. Read that brochure well. There are needs there. Whatever the Lord will lead you, it's a free will. So whatever God will speak to you, do it. We love you, and let's keep in touch. Thank you, Pastor. Amen.
I warned you. I told you. I told you he might move around. I told you he might call on you. I told you that he can be loud. But God had a word for you, huh? The Lord spoke this morning about the storms we're in and our refuge in those storms. Mm. And he had much to share to where I'm not going to say it all again right now. But go home. You have received, you've heard some important, encouraging words about being rooted and grounded in what the Lord has for us, how to face our storms. And so let's out of here giving thanks. But I want to take a moment and just pray for Stephen and Beatrice and the work there and all. So just agree with me if you would. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for Stephen and Beatrice. We thank you for their co-laboring with us. We thank you for their friendship. We thank you for you using them in our lives. Just the blessing they are, even this morning, the good word you brought through him to us, we thank you. We do pray for much fruit through this time. We pray for much fruit through their ministry. We pray for the fellowship back home. We pray for the orphanage. We pray your hand continually be upon them, blessing, guiding them, protecting them. Lord, give them a safe trip home. Lord, we lift them to you, lift the family to you. Again, the fellowship there, all the children, the workers, everything. Just keep doing that awesome work that it might give you the glory. So Lord, we want just to thank you for them and lift them to you now. Thank you in Jesus' precious name. Amen. May the grace and the peace of God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ be upon every one of you. Amen. Let's close the song together.